Jack Dial was a short-range ballistic missile. The North adding the launch was a warning to military warmongers in South Korea who are set to soon hold joint military exercises with the United States. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
The test raises further doubts about working-level nuclear talks, which were supposed to resume shortly after last month's meeting between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. In an interview with the U.S. cable television network Fox News, Trump downplayed the importance of the missile test. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the TV network he still believes negotiations will start in just a handful of weeks. North Korea wants the United States to provide security guarantees and relax sanctions in exchange for partial steps to dismantle its nuclear program. The United States has insisted it will not ease sanctions unless Pyongyang commits to totally abandoning its nuclear program. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
North Korea has given the United States until the end of the year to change its approach to the talks. Trump insists he is in no hurry to reach a deal. More than 1,000 people staged a sit-in at the Hong Kong airport Friday. The demonstrators and airport staff warned visitors of recent demonstrations that have led to injuries and also criticized the police response.
The main goal for us is to let more people around the world know what's actually happening in Hong Kong in recent months.
The protests stem from a call to end the now-suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with criminal offenses to China for trial. Another march is planned for Saturday in Yuen Long. This is VOA News. A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan Thursday, killing dozens. 58 people are dead, including 38 members of Afghan security forces. Taliban militants stormed security checkposts in Takhar province, while multiple bombs rocked Kabul and Jalalabad. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said a suicide bomber on a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul, carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. The local branch of the Islamic State terror group took responsibility for the attacks on the minibus. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the third attack in Kabul, which they claim they targeted foreign invaders. More than 100 are missing and feared dead after a wooden boat carrying 250 migrants to Europe capsized off the coast of Libya. That's an incident the UNHCR is calling the worst Mediterranean shipwreck of its kind this year. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
A wooden boat carrying more than 200 migrants capsized off of Libya's coast on Thursday. A Libyan Navy official said that 134 people were rescued. But for one survivor, all hopes of a better life in Europe were quickly lost.
I lost my seven-year-old child because they don't help us. They do not help migrants. I don't want anything now except to go back to my country, Sudan, to die there.
Libya is a popular departure point for migrants bound for Europe, but the voyage is treacherous. A UN spokesman said that more than 600 migrants have already lost their lives this year.
That was Reuters' Jason Albano. Temperature records are being broken across Europe as a heat wave grips the continent. Hot air moving from the Sahara region has caused temperatures to rise. Paris, France surpassed its heat record on Thursday, with heat in the city reaching 42.7 degrees Celsius. The Netherlands experienced its hottest day on record, with temperatures reaching 41.7 degrees Celsius. In Germany, heat records are also being broken, and London, the capital of the United Kingdom, reported the second hottest day on record for the city. Here's one resident.
Yeah, it's very hot. I mean, at the end of the day, what we're having to do at nighttime is keep the fans on full. It's a little bit noisy, but it keeps the air nice and cool in the room so we can get some sleep. So, yeah.
Many public buildings in Europe lack air conditioning. Additionally, only 5% of homes have cooling units. Newly appointed British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reiterated his pledge to leave the European Union in October under any circumstance. Johnson's statements raising the likelihood that Britain could crash out of the bloc without a deal. He purged a cabinet of rivals and rewarded loyalists and pro-Brexit politicians with new government posts this week. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
One. Let's keep it moving. The best music now.